Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
God is in control, beloved. No matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, matter what seems like it's all hell is breaking loose, know that God is in control. He's sitting high and he's looking low. And Jesus at the right hand is at the right hand of the Father. And all things are given unto him, all power. And he's not going to let anything happen to you, beloved, because you're in his arms. Your life is in his hands. And he wants you to know today through the sound of this voice that everything is under control. All things are working together for the good to them that love the Lord according to his purpose. According to his purpose. You can stand and you can believe God today. Or you can sit and have a pity party and be defeated. But God wants you to have victory. Victory is yours. Why? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, who can be against you, beloved? God is for you. God loves you. Jesus is love. And he's got your life in his hands. Your life is in the hands of the Lord. Trust him today. Trust his word today. Know this, beloved, that nothing is happening to you that God doesn't know about it. You have to seek the Lord in prayer. You have to get close to him in fellowship. Get close in love, reading his word, being a doer of his word. Having his word written in your heart that you might not sin against him. Loving his word, being filled with the Holy Spirit, seeking to know what God is saying to you. Seeking to hear the voice of the Lord. When you know the voice of the Lord, you'll know peace. You'll know joy. You'll know confidence. You know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You'll know that God is for you. Who can be against you? You'll know that this too shall pass. You'll know that everything is working for your good because he loves you. Yes, beloved, know that God has his hands on your life. Yes, and he loves you. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Yes, and nothing is going to go down without his permission. Nothing's going to come into your life without God's permission, beloved. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Yes, your life is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, and God doesn't desire to blot your name out. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be filled. He wants you to grow in grace. He wants you to have freedom in him. He wants you to have that liberty in Christ Jesus. He wants you to have health. He wants you to have joy and laughter. He wants you to have confidence in his word. He wants you to have understanding of knowing what's going on in these evil times. He doesn't want you to walk in fear. Fear of those things that's falling upon the earth. And men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Why? Because they don't know the true and living God. But Jesus wants you to know through his word, him personally. Not about him. Not about him. He wants you to know all of him. He wants you to eat the roll. Eat the book. You are what you eat. Eat the word and the word will become flesh. Eat the word and the word will be so personal to you. And he'll touch your heart. He'll give you a heart of flesh. And you'll know that your life is in his hands. You won't have fear. Beloved, you that are under the sound of this voice and hear the voice of the Lord speaking to your hearts, no matter where you are hearing this word, know that God has his hands on your life. And that sickness is healing. Just have faith. Faith that God can and God will and God does heal. Yes, know that God can bring you out of anything. Know that God is the restorer. Oh yes, he can restore your mind. He can restore your family. He can restore your family's situation. He can restore relatives and your relationships. Yes, he can and he will, but you have to have faith and confidence. Have that confidence. Have that strong confidence. Knowing that all things are working for the good to them that love the Lord according to his word, according to his purpose. and you're in His word, and you're in His purpose, and your life is in His hands. This know that God loves you. God loves you, and He will never let nothing happen to you, and He'll never put more on you than you're able to bear, but He'll always make a way of escape, beloved. He'll always make a way of escape, and that escape is in prayer. That escape is in you being a doer of the word. That escape is you getting into word and asking God to fill you. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be filled. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, if you hunger and thirst and you seek God, if you love Him and seek Him, he's looking for those that are seeking after Him. Yes, be a God chaser. Chase after God. Run to His arms. Run. Swiftly run to His arms. His arms are open wide waiting for you. The door is open. The portal of God is here right now. All you have to do is just seek and ask the Lord. Yes, get on your knees. Sit down. Stand up. Whatever position that you're in. But search and seek the Lord right now as you hear His voice. And ask Him, God, oh God, oh God. Search and see if there be anything in me that's not like You, Lord. And take it out, God. Take everything out that's not like You, Lord. Give me a heart of flesh, God. Oh God, refine me, God. As I crucify my members, oh God. As I crucify the members of my body, Lord. My eyes that look at lustful things. My hands that touch unclean things. My ears that listen to unclean things. My mouth, my little tongue, God. Oh God, straighten it out, God. Give me a new heart and a new mind, God. Renew my mind. Renew my mind through Your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. God is looking for you to pray, looking for you to seek Him, looking for you to ask Him. You ask and it shall be given. God will give you anything that you desire that's in the kingdom of God, in His kingdom. And He's the King of kings. He's the King of the kingdom. Yes, and you're in the kingdom when you give your heart to the Lord, when you're born of the Spirit of God. Born of the Spirit of God, you're truly transformed by the renewing of your mind. You'll have the mind of Christ. You'll have the mind of Christ. You'll think good thoughts. And when those evil thoughts come in your mind, you'll ask the Lord to take them out. And you'll cover your mind in the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that covers us from all sins, that cleanses us from all sins. Yes, His precious blood. Yes, His DNA, God. Oh, God, His DNA is sinless. He's a sinless God. He came down in the likeness of flesh. Yes, and He was in flesh. And He came down in the likeness, in this bright express image of God the Father. And He walked on the earth. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might have the righteousness of Christ in us, the hope of glory. You can have authority today because of the blood of Jesus. You can have authority today because of what Jesus has done for you, beloved. What Jesus has said through His word and what He is saying now. Just believe His word. Know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. All things, not some things. You can do all things. You can be delivered of sin. You can be delivered of that lustful flesh. You can be delivered of those evil thoughts. Let your thoughts be continuously like Jesus. Have good, clean thoughts. Control your mind through the Word of God. By studying the Word, meditating on the Word, speaking the Word, loving the Word, loving people, loving God, loving people. Ask God to give you more love if you need more love in your heart, and He will do that. Ask God to give you anything that belongs to Him, belongs to you, because you are a joint heir with Christ. Just believe it, beloved. Your life is in His hands. In the hands of a sweet Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is God all by Himself. There's no other God but Him, and His name is Jesus. His name is Wonderful Counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the God of Shalom. He is peace. He's the God that provides. Yes, he's Jehovah Jireh. He has many names, but there's no other name that's been given unto him of this higher than this name. And his name is Jesus. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do you love him today? Do you love him today? If you love him, you'll keep his word hidden deep down in your heart. If you love him, you'll have this confidence that he is in control. Everything is under the control of God the Father. Yes, our Heavenly Father that is in heaven, and he sent the Holy Spirit because Jesus went away and he sent the Comforter. And the Comforter is here now. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is here to comfort you. The Holy Ghost is here to give you peace. Peace, you need peace in your life. Speak peace. Speak peace. Say, I speak peace over my life in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. Peace in my home. Peace on my job. Peace in my heart. Peace in my neighborhood. I speak peace over my county where I live. I speak peace over the state, over the country where I live. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare peace. I walk in joy. I walk in joy and laughter. I walk in the Holy Ghost joy. I walk in gentleness. I walk in all the attributes of God. God is love and peace. God is joy and gentleness. I walk in mercy. I am a merciful person. I'm not quick to point the finger, but I'm merciful and I'm graceful in the name of Jesus. I show mercy and I receive mercy. I show mercy and I give mercy and I receive mercy. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Oh, reap the benefits of the Holy Ghost. Reap the benefits of the kingdom of God. Reap the benefits that all that God has for you. Your life is in his hands, beloved. Oh, you don't have to bow your head and be sorrowful, but look up and rejoice and know that your Redeemer lives. He lives, he lives, he lives. You serve a true and living God. He's not dead, but he's alive. He's alive in you when you worship him. Worship him right now, wherever it is you are, whatever it is that you're doing. Praise him in all your heart. And know that he lives and he walks in you. And in him you move and live and have your being. The Spirit of God dwells in you when you invite Jesus Christ into your heart. The Spirit of God lives in you when you're born of the Spirit. When you ask the Lord to help you, Jesus will come into your heart and save you. Yes, yes, he will. He's a strong tower. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a very, 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 very helpful person. And his name is Jesus in the time of trouble. He will help you. He will bring you out. He will restore that relationship. But sometimes it takes time, beloved. It takes time in the walk of faith. Just trust the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. Just trust the Lord in all your being. And you'll see and you'll know that the true and living God lives. And he's working inside of you to help you. Yes, he's helping you. Yes, he's helping you on the inside, beloved. And you say, how is he helping me? How is Jesus helping me? He's helping you to have faith. Faith, just believe him. Believe the word. Believe everything you read. Don't try to figure it out, those things that you don't understand. And that which you do not understand, ask the Lord to give you knowledge and understanding. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. He will help you. He will guide you. He will comfort you. He'll open your eyes to truth. Truth. Truth, beloved. Truth. Jesus is truth. Jesus says, and he is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father except by me. You want to get to the kingdom of God. You want to walk in the kingdom of God while you're here on this earth. Invite, receive Jesus Christ into your heart. And know that your life, beloved, will be in his hands. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. And everything that's good will come from God. Even when it seems like it's hard times, as you pray and you see and as you study the word of God, as you seek the Lord, as you stand on the word of God, as you fight that spiritual warfare, if you fight that warfare, God will fight your battles right along with you. And you'll see that weapon of warfare really, really works. That is praying with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and having on that breastplate of righteousness, that faith, yes, and that helmet of salvation for your mind. Yes, that your mind won't speak evil things and negative things. The devil can't talk to you, but you're hidden and he can't even find you. And you have your feet shod, your feet prepared with the gospel of peace. Jesus is truth. Jesus is love, beloved. Jesus loves you. Don't you know that? Don't you know that Jesus loves you? He does. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Know this, beloved, that God is on the throne and everything is working for your good. All you have to do is trust him. Just trust him, beloved. Believe the word of God. Know the word of God for yourself. Don't take man at his word when you don't understand something, but just trust the word of the Lord. And you will see that God will reveal to you those pearls, those things that are hidden that man can't see, those things that people can't see in the natural, but you will see in the supernatural. Yes, beloved, know that God is with you and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. We love you, beloved. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we love the people of God, especially when you know that you're hearing the voice of the Lord. That's when we love you more and more. We love you more and more because we have the same faith. We have the same spirit. Oh, yes. We're no respecter of persons. We love those who don't even know the Lord because they don't understand. And we weren't always saved and walking in his spirit. We wasn't always walking in the spirit of God. You wasn't always saved. You wasn't. So you should love the Lord and love people who are saved and who are not saved. Doesn't mean that you fellowship with darkness, but you still love that homosexual. Yes, you still love that drug addict because you have compassion for them. You have the love of God and Christ in your heart. Yes, you see their needs. You look beyond the faults and you see their needs. Just as God looked beyond your faults and saw your needs. Yes, beloved. Yes, love covers a multitude of faults. Love covers a multitude of sins. Yes, we love you. Jesus loves you. Know this. And know this, beloved. Your life is in his hands. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Just trust the Lord with all your heart and soul. And you will see that God will and God can. And he will bring you out. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what it is, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that he can't do. By him, all things are held together. Yes, things would be out of order if it wasn't for God. The stars, the moon, and the planets, they all would be out of order. Yes, but God is a God of order. He's a God of excellence, and he has everything in order, and he knows everything. Everything is perfect because of the Lord. Everything is perfect because he is those hands. He has those hands that provide for you. He has those hands that will say, peace, be still. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he lifts up a standard. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus loves you. Know this. Yes. Know that your life is in his hands. This is Evangelist Randy Brollo saying until next time that we hear from one another, because I can hear your heartbeat. I can hear your loneliness. I can hear your depression and oppression. I can hear your lack of faith. God hears you, and he's allowed me to hear what you're going through so that this word will minister to you and give you peace and comfort in the time of trouble. Until next time, know that Jesus is on the throne. God is in control. Know this, and your life is in His hand.
Be afraid.